They got me, they got all our records and the proof we ever had. Harmel blew his brains out. Strawn's getting as far away from it as he can. They took out Weed. Right now, I'm just barely alive, and that's all I have left. What about Susan Jacobson? I doubt she's even alive by now. Kevin said she had the goods and was getting out. If she has the evidence, we need to seal this thing up. They took care of that, Bernie, remember? Weed was our last contact with her. Want a toy with a theory? No. If Kevin's phone was bugged, they know what Weed and Susan talked about. So Susan's as good as dead, too. We don't know that. Maybe she got away. Maybe she was going to meet Kevin someplace. Somewhere there's got to be a recording of that phone call. Yeah, but where? Well, think for a minute. Think of all the people who seem to have responded to the alleged bug. The Windsor cops knew they could find you at Strawn's after you told me you'd be there. No, they wouldn't have it. They're too far away. But what about Brummel? Could be. He fired Sarah, you know. She wasn't there today. She'd been replaced. Yeah. She talked to me on the phone and ratted on Brummel a little. And then he fired her. He must have heard that conversation, too. Hey, you know, Brummel just got some new cabinets. Keep going. When I went to see him to get your bail money back, he had some new office equipment, and there was a wire coming out of the wall. Hey, Bernice, it was telephone wire. If that recording equipment is in Brummel's office, if we could find any tapes of telephone conversations, it might be enough to bring charges. Illegal wiretapping. Murder. Chilling thought. We need Sarah. I made a deal with her. If she's on our side, now's when she can prove it. It wasn't entirely surprising when two police officers came to Hank's door. Henry Bush? Yeah. Suddenly, the cops spun Hank around and slapped cuffs on him. Mr. Bush, we're placing you under arrest. It's my duty to advise you of your rights. You have the right to remain silent. But on what charges? Suspected rape. Talented warriors heard the telephones ringing all over town. The entire remnant was buzzing with the news of Hank's arrest. The praying began. Bush has fallen, said Tal. Only Hogan remains. He turned to Kaiman and Mota. Did Sarah have the keys? Kaiman answered. She had several keys copied before she left her job at the police station. She's met with Hogan and Kruger. They have the keys and know how to get in. Late that night, Marshall hid the Buick in a vacant lot a few blocks from Courthouse Square. He and Bernice were dressed in dark clothes and rubber gloves and carried flashlights. The burglar alarm at the police station was right where Sarah said it would be. Marshall used one of the copied keys to deactivate it. Another key opened the station door, and a third got them into Brummel's office.